we need to achieve everything. We have to be everywhere. We have to answer every phone call. We think we can, I don't know, miss something in life. But all we can miss mm-hmm. is our health and wellness and our well-being.
This is an Uncool People podcast, and I'm your host, Kat. Today, on this year's last episode, I'm super excited to introduce to you a Latvian who is unapologetically honest and straightforward. She's a holistic lifestyle practitioner. She lost two babies and found strength to get out of the deep, dark period of her life, fix herself, and change her and her family's life for good. Eva Bloka is supporting women with natural approach to our health and self-confidence. She's an ambassador of young living and, oh, cool listener. Put your earphones on and deep dive into this conversation where I'm sure each of you will learn something for yourself.
So let's start with holistic lifestyle. What does it mean to you and how do you practice it? Well, actually, don't practice, you live it.
Big lifestyle changes can come to us after some tragic events, mostly, because then you start to think about your life, how are you living it and what do you need to change it. Yeah, what happened to us was we lost two babies. We lost two pregnancies, and we lost one baby, then we had our daughter, and then after our daughter, we lost another one. And after that second loss, I was in a very bad place, emotionally and physically, and yeah, I was in a very deep hole, let's say that. And I think it was at the end of the 2018, which was the year we lost our second baby. At the New Year's Eve, my husband says to me that that's it. Next year will be your year of growth. We will get you out of this hole because all I see is you are 70% unhappy in everyday life. You are sad. You are depressed. We need to do something about this. I was in my comfort zone, which was a victim of the circumstances of the life I had. And I wanted to get out, but I didn't know how. So yeah, I, with the help and motivation from my husband, I joined several courses that I like. It was interior design. It was some women courses with Laura Denler. Maybe you know her. And it led me to my therapist, which helps women during the process of loss of the children, pregnancies and death of babies when they are born already. And it changed me. It helped me see the different life, helped me see my mindset, my way of thinking. And in that year, 2019, I bought our first essential oil starter kit. And that was the time when I started thinking about holistic living, thanks to that therapy I went through, that I saw that my thoughts, my way of thinking, my emotions are physically affecting my body. And after a miscarriage, it was a miscarriage when there's no bleeding, nothing, that the heartbeat stops. There was two times I went through this, and every time I had to go to the hospital and make this cleaning procedure. I don't know, in English it might be uterus abrasion. Maybe that's the term. And the first time, which we as a new couple didn't even know that these things existed, that pregnancy just ends, that the baby just stops living inside of you. We didn't know about this, and we were really sad, very upset, and I didn't want to let go of that little life inside of me. And that first uterus cleaning went not so good. The doctors had to do it twice. I had to be in hospital for a week, but it's only a procedure that you can do that day, and you can go home the same day or the next morning. So that was the first time. But the second time, I already had the feeling that something was not right. And then when I went to the doctor and she said that the baby had died, unfortunately, and that I have to go to the hospital again, and do it the same procedure. I had to go alone because my husband had to stay with our daughter. And at that journey in a taxi, when I go from home to hospital, I said goodbye to the baby. I let go of everything. When I went there, the doctor was concerned because the pregnancy was further along that it should be when these things usually happen. And then she was concerned that that the procedure will go successfully. She was a bit concerned because it was already, I think, 11 weeks. It usually happens around 7 to 9 weeks. So, yeah, the baby was already bigger than usually. But I was calm. I already said goodbye to my baby, and I was polite. I was smiling all the staff, and they were just looking at me. Who is she? Why is she so calm? But I didn't know about holistic living then, but I kind of felt that it was the right thing to do for myself at that point. And after the procedure, when I woke up from anesthesia, the doctor came to me and she said it went perfectly. I don't know how. But everything is perfect. You can go home after a few hours and there's no damage to your uterus and everything. And that is the point when I started thinking that my emotions, like physically, impact my health. It happens every day, actually. When we get stressed, when we are anxious, when we have to go on the stage or our palms are sweating, we have this anxiety inside. This is our emotions physically affecting our body. And yeah, when I bought our first essential oils and I started reading, then I understood this is how it should be. Because many doctors, especially women doctors, gynecologists, they just want to treat your symptoms and do not look any further than that. They don't look for the cause. And yes, I had terrible acne for several years. My hormonal cycle was all off kilter and everything was bad. And after two pregnancy losses or our sex life with husband, it was suffering because we have lost two babies and it affects you emotionally and you want another baby, but you don't want it because you can lose it him again. So everything was bad. And after the fall and winter season, when our daughter, I think she was 3 years old, she had all the respiratory problems. We had been to the kids' hospital so many times, and she had to use antibiotics several times. And I was just, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do it. There must be another way. So I started, followed some moms on Instagram. And they were using these oils on their baby's feet. And everyone was happy. And I was, how is this real? And we are just like squirrels in a wheel trying to gain some wellness level. And yeah, that was the time I understood that this is not just our physical body needing help, but it was all. It was physical, it was emotional, it was mental wellness. That's all combined is our health. Yeah, that's holistic living for me.
Wow. Yeah, first of all, thank you very much for sharing your story. I had no idea. And it shows your strength as a woman. You know, when it happens once, you know, if we say, okay, it happens, next time will go better.
Yeah.
When it happens twice, it takes courage and such a force of a woman to change the way you think about it. And I really loved what you say, how our emotions are affecting our health, our body, everything. And to see that, of course, with someone's help, because when we are in a deep hole, we oftentimes don't see that. And we oftentimes don't know how to get out there. So really big applause to your husband for supporting you and getting you out of there. But then the work is done by you, not by him.
Yeah.
Your self-work is done by you. So that's a very powerful and very amazing story. Thank you very much for sharing that. And we come to this holistic lifestyle. And you've mentioned also essential oils. Through some people on Instagram, just like I found you on Instagram through essential oils, you found other moms to see what else is there, how else I can help myself and my baby. And many times we hear these misconceptions of essential oils that it's just too expensive. Why do I need to pay so much money? What is the difference and how can we maybe bring the light to people who have no idea how to choose the oil and maybe are really concerned with the price? But what is hidden in that price?
Yeah, first of all, what is essential oils and why do we use it? Many people wrongly think that essential oils will substitute the medicine because that's why we use them. No, it's totally not true. Essential oils are not medicine. If you are sick, you need to use medicine. You go to the doctor and he will prescribe you what you need at that point. How I see essential oils and what essential oils are to me, it's a healthy lifestyle. It's a natural lifestyle, just as healthy food. If I eat junk food, it will not make me healthy because the food we eat, the product we use, the environment in which we live in, those are the parts that make our health. Because what we put inside our body, the food, it's the basic, it's the foundation of our health. And using essential oils, it's the same thing, just it's another instrument for me. We first bought our essential oils because of our daughter's health. And at some point, I was hoping that essential oils will help me with my acne, with our sexual life, with my hormones. Long story short, it helped because I learned how to take care of my body. I understood how essential oils work because essential oils have a wild range of benefits. They can help our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual well-being. And they are substances. Essential oils are substances which can be broken down into an array of molecules and atoms, just like anything else. And essential oils are not different. These compounds in essential oils are classified as a natural chemical class. It's called constituents. Yeah, they are classified according to their functional group. For example, there are alcohols, there are ketones, there are esters, phenols, terpenes, aldehydes, and many more. And they are scientifically studied what each of these constituents do. What are those properties in these constituents? For example, phenols are antibacterial, monoterpenes are calming, aldehydes, esters have inflammatory properties, and so on. And what people mostly don't understand or have forgotten that many modern-day medicines are a result of analyzing these chemical constituents of herbs and essential oils and are made of them. When I started using essential oils from Young Living, they have not only essential oils, they have all a range of products, including beauty products and cleaning products and many more. So yeah, you just need to trust the brand. Why the price is so different for essential oils, you can buy like on Amazon or in your local drugstore or maybe on even a food store like Rimi in Latvia. Why is the big difference in the price? We need to understand that to make an essential oil, it takes a lot of plant material. A lot. For example, to make a 5 milliliter rose essential oil, which is the priciest oil in Young Living, you need 10 kilograms of rose petals. Maybe you can imagine how much you can put in one hand rose petals and how much it weighs. It weighs nothing. But to make this small bottle, you need 10 kilograms of that. It's a lot. Or, for example, to make a 15 ml lemon essential oil, you need 75 lemons. You can buy 75 wow. lemons. How much it costs? Essential oil industry is not regulated at all. In anywhere in the whole world, you can write on this label anything you want. For example, you can write that this is a 100% pure essential oil, But you can write that even if there is only 5% of clean essential oil, pure, you need only 5% of oil to state that it's 100% pure essential oil. That's the difference. And most of the essential oils there are in the market are synthetic, or they are diluted with some cheap carrier oils. Carrier oils are like olive oil or sweet almond oil or fractioned coconut oil. They just dilute them. Then there is perfumes when pure oils are mixed with synthetics, and those are the most oils that are used in cosmetic industry. All those creams, all those fragrances, all those scented candles and everything. Anywhere you see on the label that states there is fragrance or perfume, it will be synthetic. Because that's the one ingredient that company does not have to disclose, because it's stated as a proprietary blend. It's company secret that makes this smell so unique, but there can be up to 200 chemicals in that one word, fragrance.
That's why when we enter some shops that are selling perfumes or are selling these wonderful, expensive candles, it always smells kind of, well, perfume shop, it for me doesn't even smell any more nice, because I always leave there with a headache. It's just too much. But those candles, you know, I started to doubt candles when you started to talk about them on your Instagram. I don't usually use candles at home, because also now with a 2 years old, she just wants to blow them all the time. So it's just pointless. But there are some brands that are very expensive. Yeah. They kind of smell very nice. And of course, always the question is, if it smells so nice, what do they put there? How it can smell so nice? But I never thought more than that. And I never bought them because I was just choosing something else than buying a candle for 40 euros. So tell me more about this affecting our health. And now we're talking about our, as a women, health.
Yes.
All these things, chemicals in the kitchen that we are using, in the bathroom, these smelly candles, how do they impact our hormonal levels and health?
What we need to understand, thinking about women's health, women's hormones, and how everything affects us, even food. We think we are eating the same food as our family, as our kids, our husband. Why this food we are eating affects me so badly and they are all fine? Why? It's because we live in a men's world. We have lived in a men's world, in a boys' club for all this time. It's because of science and all those research which have been made in history and everything about medicine, about health. All those research have been made on men. All the drug effects and everything, all the diets, all the fitness programs and everything, they have been studied on men or women in menopause or pre-menstrual phase when we are in teens or when we are in follicular phase, because we have believed all these years that women are just smaller men, that our bodies work the same. But we have laughed about the saying that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. But we actually are, because our bodies, they don't work the same. Because the main things that that are happening in our bodies, the hormones that make our bodies work, are totally different. And all this everyday stuff affects our bodies totally different. For example, little girls, my girl now is almost 8, her body has 24-hour cycle. Like boys and like men all life long, before her period starts, her body works on 24-hour cycle.
What does that mean, that her body works on this 24-hour cycle?
It means, just like every man, that when you wake up in the morning, your energy level is up, and then you live your everyday life. At the end of the day, your energy level is low, and you go to sleep and it starts all over again. But when our period starts, when we start our reproductive age, mostly at the age 12, 13, I don't know what age now, but it should be at that age, till the menopause, when we stop having our period, we don't have only, not only the 24-hour cycle, but we have also that, I will say approximately, because it's the standard 28-day cycle. It's our second clock. We have two clocks in our body. Of course, like any other human being, when we wake up, we feel more energized than at the evening. But we cannot forget that we have another clock, which runs not 24 hours, but for 28 days. And what we don't understand and what we don't know, and I hope that many women will understand better and know more and more and more, that in this cycle, women, we are not the same every day.
We are not the same person.
We are not the same person, not only emotionally, but also physically. We can prove it. Well, if we want to, if we measure our hormone levels and everything, they are fluctuating not only through all the 28 days, but also in one day. They are fluctuating. From the morning we are more energized, and the evening we are not. But yeah, we cannot forget that we are not the same person, literally, physically, from one day to another day. In every phase, we have four phases in our cycle. In our 28-day cycle, we have four phases. And in these four phases, our body needs different care. It needs different things because there happens different things because of the hormones are not the same level every day. And for example, to understand, it's easy to recognize the menstrual phase because that's physical evidence there. We are menstruating. And that's the easiest way to track your period. Before I even know all this stuff, I thought I have a menstrual phase like 5 days and the rest of the month. This is what I thought about my cycle. But when I learned all this stuff, I recognized that I need to pay attention to what I eat, what I do, how I use my energy every day, every phase to support my body. For example, when we have our ovulation, we have more energy, our skin is glowing, we are energized, we are very social, we are at the top of the world. That's the few days when we feel our best. And that is the time when our body has a lot of energy because of the high estrogen levels. And because of that, we don't need as much calories. But we don't think like that. When our body has a high energy level on its own, it doesn't need a lot of calories. But when we eat those calories, we eat like burgers and pizza on top of high estrogen levels, our liver can't process all of that. And when our liver is trying to process all the food we are eating, it cannot process all the estrogen we are producing, and it stores up. And when the excess estrogen stores up, it breaks out as a lot of stuff, as acne, as mood swings, as everything we experience during a week before our period. It's called PMS. So yeah, and everyday stuff. Stuff, all the chemicals, all the cleaning products, the shampoo, all the shower gels, all everything we use, if they are full of synthetics and all the toxic things, also fragrance and everything, all these toxic chemicals are affecting our hormones. Most of them are acting like hormones. They have hormone-like properties, and they are just messing with our endocrine system, which is full of glands which make all the hormones. And they are messing with it, and our body cannot recognize, and it cannot fight against it. And that's why if you have any problems with your cycle or anything, the first things you need to ditch and switch to natural products are all the everyday stuff what's in your house, because it's messing with your health. And why many people don't want to switch to natural products, it's because mostly when it's fragrance, you can tell already very fast, because you said you have headaches. I have headaches too when I go to a perfume shop, or I just go buy it. I just can't stand the smell. But with an everyday clean product, or even when you buy fruit and vegetables, my dad used to love, eco schmecko. why do I need if I can buy it cheaper? But what people don't understand that these chemicals we are using every day, of course, the people say that if they are allowed, they are not dangerous to me. Why the government or EU are allowing them if they are toxic to me? Because the one product itself probably is not dangerous to you. It's all the products you are using. And the main thing in this is that all these toxic chemicals, it compounds in your body. Your body cannot get rid of it. Your liver can do, and your kidneys can do all the job. It compounds. And if you are using it from the childhood till the, I don't know what age, and at the end of your life, or maybe when you are 50, 60, you ask yourself, how did I get up with this medicine bag? My mom has it, my dad has it, and they have all the pills they have to use every day. I don't know, maybe till the end of their life. And you don't think about that. It's from all those things I have used all my life that, all that stuff compounds in your body. Of course, our body is not made to process all this synthetic and all this cheap stuff. We made products cheaper to get more money out of them. Your body is not made for that.
I noticed a tremendous impact on my, and I'm sharing now very personal information. When I was using traditional cleaners for my toilet, I had never 100% healthy intimate part. Seriously, I always had some problems. And I never understood it. My doctor was like, there is this bacteria, I was like, how the hell it's always happening to me? And only after I switched, when I was pregnant and my kid was born, I switched to more natural products. And one day, my husband, instead of buying some natural product for the toilet cleaning, he bought this again, very domestic or something, very powerful, smelly. This again started to happen. And I remember it was even more pronounced, because now for 2 years or 2.5 years, I was already unused to sit on the toilet that is cleaned with these strong chemicals. And in my head, it just connected. I was like, no, this shit has to go out of my house. And I didn't even need to go to doctor. Everything went to its own balance again. And I was like, wow, this is so powerful.
Yes, really. that's the thing. Because when we use all those things, for me, it was a window cleaner. When my daughter was small, around 2 or 3 years of age, when the kids all like very, they want to be helping. They want to help to clean a window. And we just moved to a new house and I want to clean her windows in the room, and she wants to do it. And I give her the wipes and everything. And I have this maybe Ajax or something, I don't know. And I just push it on the window, and it smells just terrible. It smells so terrible. And what is with this window cleaner? You inhale it instantly when you push it on the window. And I just thought, I can't let her clean her own window because of this stuff. It's just disgusting. And we had also this bath cleaner, which was smelled just awful. And I always used the mask. And my husband, when I got pregnant, he said, you have to stop cleaning the bath. I will do it because it just smells terrible and it's probably bad for you. Of course, it is. Those people who are very prone to respiratory problems, like my mom, she has asthma so very long since my childhood. And she never once thought about all these products, which she uses every day. And only now, when I'm using essential oils for 3 years already, she's starting to think about it. All summer we were at our country house by the sea, and I brought all my clean products with me because I didn't want to wash my clothes, like children's clothes, with Persil. And what else? Wash the dishes with that fairy, or wash my hands with some stuff which is full of chemicals. And then she started to think about it. She saw how I'm using those natural products and they work. Why I didn't switch to natural cleaning products right away? Because I had the experience with different natural products that they don't work. They don't wash my laundry as well. They don't wash anything, window as well. They always stains and everything. Of course, like any product, also natural products are not the same. And that's why when I joined Young Living as a customer, there was those cleaning products, and other girls were, oh my god, they are so good, and I was, can't be that good. I waited very long to buy all those cleaning products, but when I did, I was, why did I wait so long? Because yes, it's total marketing that for every surface, everything in our house, we need different cleaning product. And it's just marketing because we don't. Because we don't, you can clean all your house with one product. When I'm doing it for 2 years, I can see that it works. It's just the same like body shower gel and shampoo. We just buy one shampoo and wash all ourselves. Just like kids. Kids mostly have this product when they're shampoo and body wash. It's, it's just the same for adults. So when we switched to natural products, there was a massive change in our wellness, in our well-being as a family. Recently, I was gifted this scented candle from IKEA, and I just couldn't smell it because you can right away sense that it's synthetic. And you always do. And people who live in this synthetic bubble, this fragrance bubble in their homes, they don't sense the difference. They don't know the difference because they think, "Oh, my laundry smells so good after this softener," which is one of the toxic things ever. Laundry softeners are one of the toxic things ever in your household. So that's the first thing you need to get rid of. It takes a bit used to switching to natural products because you need to change the mindset using them. Because we have used to that everything happens without my extra work, my effort. But it shouldn't be like that. It's not like that. If it's too easy, it's probably is too easy and it's affecting your health. So yeah, we changed our mindset and everything works perfectly for us now. So but it doesn't mean we don't get sick. It doesn't mean that because our health is impacted in so many other ways. It's very easy to see how emotional state affects kids' health when they are starting new at kindergarten or first grade, when they are all emotional and can't process their emotions and they get sick and they want home when they're safe and everything. It's very easy to see that, but we forget that our body works the same. And even if you are using all the clean products, eating the right food and everything, it doesn't mean you will never get sick because you are a human being and you have emotions. And thanks to essential oils that can help with the emotions, with anxiety, with mental health and state, you can with stress and how to manage stress. It's just a tool. It doesn't do anything for you, but by using this tool, you can learn to take better care of yourself. For example, I have a very big essential oil shelf here behind me, and I have I don't know how many diffusers at home, like 5 or more. And every morning with my son, when we come down and eat our breakfast, I add my shelf and I ask myself, how am I feeling this morning? how I feel, what do I need today? Because our pace is too fast for our bodies and our minds. This 21st century is too fast for our mind, and we cannot catch up to everything. And most days, especially if you are a new mom with kids who want to do other stuff too, but you want to be with your kid, you forget about yourself. You don't ask mm-hmm. yourself, how do you feel? What do you need? And essential oils will not do anything. Because many have bought essential oils and they don't work. They say they don't work. I don't know. I just throw my money away. Of course, it won't work if you don't. You have to do the job. It's just a tool for you to do the job.
We kind of want this miracle magic wand that is going to solve our problems without us solving our problems. And I really like how you put it, that it's just a tool that can help you to function better. It's just a tool that can help your body to function better, just like the food we eat, just like the music we listen, just like the products we use, whatsoever. But still, you are the one who needs to do the work, and you are the one who needs to freaking work on your mindset.
Exactly.
And on your emotions. Nothing will solve itself by itself. But nowadays, we just want easy solutions and fast results without putting the hard work, unfortunately.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it totally doesn't. Because I'm saying it's the pace. We think we need to achieve everything. We have to be everywhere. We have to answer every phone call. We think we can, miss something in life. But all we can miss mm-hmm. is our health and wellness and our well-being. That's the only thing we can miss in all this rush we have to do. And it's very hard to slow down. I know it's hard, but at some point, like for me now, your body will put stop to you and will tell you, stop, you can't go at this pace anymore. You are slowly or
exactly.
very fast, you're killing yourself. Maybe not always physically, but for many cases, it's emotionally, it's mentally, because our mental state since starting COVID in all the world has not been worse than it's now. All the people in all the world are suffering mentally. Our children's kid hospital mental ward is full. It's full and there is no place.
Wow.
Yes, it's very bad and it's everywhere. And we need tools. We need tools that work to help us, but we need to do the work. And
You've been practicing holistic lifestyle for 3 years now.
Yeah.
So what would be your tip? How to start if somebody has never heard about it, maybe have heard but never considered holistic lifestyle? What should they start doing?
First of all, you need to be honest with yourself, like really honest. And look at your life, look at your lifestyle and see what kind of food am I eating? Is it good for me? It's really about toxic food, toxic people around you, toxic thoughts about yourself. It's really about mindset. It's really about what you think about yourself and what you think about your life. Where do you want to go? And first thing, if you want to improve your health and your wellness, you need to get rid of all the fragrance and perfume in your home, honestly, because you don't know how big impact that one scented candle or those scented stick in a bottle, I don't know how it's called, or air freshener in your bathroom, how it's affecting your mental state. All that synthetic fragrance is toxic to you. That's the first thing. If you want to, if you want a better life quality, you just need to, first of all, get rid of all the fragrance in your house. And you will see very, very big changes already. You will see it because you will feel better. Your mind will be clearer. You don't have a constant headaches and everything. And when you start to think about one thing, it will lead to another. That's what happened to me. I just started with my daughter's health, and it led to this massive thing, to this natural lifestyle where I got to, yes, take care of my body, take care of my hormones. Each of my children came to us for 5 years. We were trying to get pregnant for 5 years. And before we got our son, I tried to take care of my and heal my hormones in a natural way, based on cycle syncing method, eating and living according to my cycle phases and using essential oils. And it happened in 3 months. I got pregnant in 3 months' time. I healed my hormones, I healed my acne, I healed, yes, everything that needed to be done. And it happened in 3 months and I got pregnant. And before we tried 5 years. It's not just a coincidence. Holistic lifestyle, looking on yourself as a whole person, not just physically trying to heal some symptoms, but looking at yourself on emotional level or mental and spiritual level, it's all connected. We are not just this one symptom. It's not there because we have, I don't know, bad skin on my face. Many dermatologists try to heal my face with antibiotics and some creams. But the problem was not in my skin. The problem was in my hormones. And when I switched to eating according to my phases, cycle phases, it just I saw the changes immediately.
Eva, what's your definition of a cool person?
Cool person? I think a cool person is an honest one, truthful, and is not afraid to be himself, not lying, just be honest, be who you are, because this social media century when we don't know what is true, who is true to us and what is fake, I think the cool person is the one who is not afraid to just be himself and show her true face. Tell honestly about your failures, about your journey, and just, yeah, I think that's a cool person.
What's one thing you are going to change or do differently today that will benefit your well-being? Me? I'm going to slow down, enjoy my family, and get rid of that perfume I long time don't use anyway. If you like this episode, cool listeners, subscribe for more. Share with your friends and join me on Instagram for more backstage stories. I see you next episode.